Linda Lynch is the president of KI Technology Group, and it's Tech Time on the Tony Conley Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
In light of all these storms that have caused so much damage around the country, we haven't had that happen here yet, thankfully. But it reminded me of a story that you told me of one of your colleagues who, because of some terrible storms, his business shut down, but shut down for a very short period of time. Tell us that story.
Yeah, he is located in Joplin, Missouri, which just over a year ago had some devastating tornadoes, and it wiped out, I believe, something like a third of the town. So his business was flattened along with the businesses of about half his clients. And he was able, because he had put some things in place ahead of time, to have his business up and running by Monday, less than 24 hours after the storm hit, and he had all his clients recovered, at least so they could access their data, by Thursday.
And a lot of people who weren't prepared, a lot of businesses who were not prepared, really suffered.
Yeah, a lot of businesses in Joplin have not reopened. The statistics on the number of businesses who won't reopen after a disaster of that magnitude is really, really high because, well, too many of us just don't plan for things like that.
You were telling me about, in light of the storms that have caused so much damage and left a lot of people without being able to work.
Right. The stories that I read over the weekend were that about 3 million customers were without power south of us and on the East Coast. So it didn't affect us, but that's a very, very large number of customers. And I saw a post on Facebook this morning from a colleague in Ohio, and he's not looking forward today because he has no power. And it's a very hot day, as it is here. And so I'm not sure what he's going to do. And I think that's something that, you know, all business owners need to think about. What are you going to do? I mean, I think of a power outage typically as being, you know, an hour, 2 hours, maybe three at the most. But occasionally, you know, the power could be out for several days and maybe a week. And what are you going to do in your business if you don't have any power for an extended period like that? Maybe your customers are local and they don't have power either, and so that's okay. But a lot of businesses do business nationwide or worldwide, and certainly your customers are going to expect that you're answering the phone and you're able to do business as usual.
Can you give an educated guess about how many, or percentage of how many businesses are ready should something go wrong like that?
Oh, I would guess it's very, very low. As I talk to our clients, not a lot of them have really given a lot of thought to it. And it's kind of mind-boggling to think about, and it's something that we've started planning for as a business. And we're working on putting more of our assets in the cloud so that if there's not power in our office, we can continue to work. And the one system that is still in our office, we've developed a paper-based system that we could use to replace that. So if we don't have power, we won't be able to use our system that manages our service. So we've prepared a form that we could fill out to give to a technician so he could go out and do the work and make notes on that piece of paper. All of our other systems are already in the cloud, so we can continue to do the monitoring that we do and remote into people's systems, assuming we can go somewhere where there's power, which, you know, and we've already thought of, okay, what will be our alternate location? If the power's out in our office, my business partner has room in his basement. So if there are other employees that don't have power and he does have power, then we can all go to his basement. Now, if our employees have power, they can work from home. That will work equally well for us. So, you know, we've thought about that. One thing we don't have backed up yet is our phone system. So if there's no power in our office, our phones aren't going to ring. We're not going to be able to answer. But we can easily change our website to let people know what's going on and give them alternate phone numbers that they can reach us on. So that would be another thing you need to think about. You know, can you modify your website to communicate with your customers about how they should contact you?
Well, that's pretty complicated. It sounds like you really need to sit down and have a plan.
You do. You need to think about what your critical business processes are and what things they depend on and what you're going to do if something happens to that one thing that they depend on.
what are you going to do about your phones?
Well, there are actually a phone system that I'm looking at that we could pay for monthly. That's a hosted voice over IP system that in the event that our phone system in our office did not answer, the calls would automatically route to that system, and we could set that up to forward to cell phones if necessary.
Isn't it interesting how your business grows and what you can do for your customer by making sure that you're okay?
Right, right. And, you know, that's obviously where we ought to start, is what do we do with our business? And sometimes it takes something like having a friend who faces a disaster of a magnitude I could only imagine to get you to wake up and say, you know, we need to do some planning because that could have been us, and would we have done as well as he did?
Well, Linda, if people want to learn more at how KI Technology Group can help their business, where do they go?
They can visit our website at kitechnologygroup.com, or they can give us a call at 517-333-6540.
What are you doing for the 4th?
Well, I'm planning on getting up early and going on a long bike ride before it gets too hot, and then I'll probably just kick back and relax in the afternoon.
You have fun with that. I'll be sitting on my backside all day. All right.
Well, the bike is on your backside.
Have fun.
Thanks.